Well, I've always heard it called.
All right, and if now these are some, there are several of these verb forms mm-hmm. in here. But so if you're just talking to set up a situation, say you'll get in a thing with four wheels and you
drive it.
Yeah, yesterday I
drove it.
I have
driven it.
Okay, and then the outer part of the house, the outside that the rain falls on, isn't it?
Roof.
And then the rain goes off and pours into these
gutters.
Okay. And then the small outbuilding that you might have for wood or tools or something.
Well, now, a long time ago, people used to call it smokehouse. Uh-huh. I guess they smoked hams or something. And today, we just call it a storehouse.
Okay. And then before they had indoor plumbing, they had...
outhouse.
Did they ever call that anything else?
John.
Okay. Can you think of any other...
Some people call it the pretty, but no, we never did. We just called it the outhouse. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. You'd say, and if I asked you, you were, and you'd say, well, I've never
heard it.
Now
we have a lot of people here who say heard.
Uh huh. I'm straight. I got that yesterday.
Uh huh. Yes.
And
then we have a very common practice of using HIT for IT uh-huh. in this area.
Uh-huh. That's fairly, I think that's pretty common throughout East Tennessee. I'd say, did you see so-and-so today? And you say, no, I
didn't see him.
I haven't seen him. Okay. Say, I don't smoke cigarettes, but he
does.
And if a person was very, say they're going to talk to a student, you know, mm-hmm. you tell them you don't behave yourself, they're going to expel you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might turn around and he doesn't show any account. You might turn around and find you and say, you know, he just
doesn't care. He just doesn't give
That's all right. And if you're not certain about something, you'd say, well,
I'm not sure of it.
And you say, I don't think that's true, but some people
think it is.
And say, I'm not sure he did it, but they
say he did.
And the building you live in is a
house.
And the plural.
Houses.
And the largest outbuilding on a farm.
Barn.
Did you ever live on a farm?
No, never.
Okay. Well, let me just ask. I'll just go through these. Yeah. If you're not familiar with them, it's okay. The building for storing corn.
Silo.
Okay.
Is that right? I don't know.
Well, corn crib.
Corn crib.
Yeah, and then the building for storing grain.
That's the silo, isn't it?
Well, it could be our granary.
Granary. See, I don't know a thing
okay.
about farm.
The upper part of the barn.
A loft.
And then the large collection of hay outside.
A haystack.
You know what they call hay when they put it together and...
Bale?
Well, bales, but when they bale it now, but before when they just bring it together, then...
Shocks?
Yeah. You know, and then the on a barn, on the side of a barn, the thing that the cows go in.
Lean to.
Okay. And then a place where the cow outside where the cows are staked or penned. When milking can be done. And you milk them outside.
Well, sometimes, let's see, it's called the barnyard.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I mean, that's about all yeah. I've ever heard. It's
the barnyard. Have you ever heard the expression a milk gap?
No.
And then a place where the hogs are kept.
There's a pen.
Okay. And then
walla. Some people call it the hog walla.
Okay, that's good. Now the place where milk and butter is kept before they had refrigeration.
Most people kept them in they were sort of underground type things. Let me see what do you call those things? Cads.
They dug the thing in.
Yeah, it was. It was an underground thing. I've seen those, and it's been so long that I've talked about them.
What were they like inside?